KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for today, the Jackson Fire Department has released more information on yesterday's early morning residential fire on East Sierra View Drive in the city. According to Fire Chief Debbie Mackey, when first units arrived around 5:45, they found a room and its contents on fire. The fire was contained to the single room with little to no extension to the rest of the structure. Although the fire was stopped before extending to other parts of the residence, there was severe smoke damage throughout the home. Now, the residents of the house were safely evacuated, and for a short time, the neighboring homes were put on alert for evacuation. During the incident, a Cal Fire firefighter was injured in a fall and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Chief Mackey thanked Cal Fire, Amador Fire Protection, and Ione Fire Department for their assistance in working on the incident. The cause of the fire is pending investigation. And again, we want to remind you of an early morning fire today. That fire broke out off of Defender Grade near Joyce Road outside of Pioneer. That fire was first reported about 4:45 this morning. It was in an outbuilding, and crews were worried that it would spread to nearby vegetation, but they were able to knock that fire down, knock the outbuilding down, and stop any forward progress on that fire by about 5:15 this morning. So again, that fire off of Defender Grade and Joyce Road in Pioneer.
Well, with COVID cases on the rise here in Amador County, school officials say they plan to move forward with a return to campus learning this come Monday. In an open letter to district parents, Superintendent Amy Slavinsky says while Amador County is currently in the red tier, it still allows the district to reopen schools on the 16th. Both Public Health Officer Dr. Kerr and the California Department of Public Health support this move. Now, according to Kerr, the only tier color that has an impact on school reopening is purple. Schools and counties in the purple tier may not launch their school year for in-person learning. But once a school district does begin in-person learning, the color tier no longer applies. So if a county moves to the purple after reopening campuses in a hybrid model, the schools can continue to operate according to guidelines issued by the California Department of Public Health. Now, Slavinsky says, as we continue to prepare to reopen school campuses in a hybrid model, the district will continue doing everything in their power to make it safe and educationally effective for students and staff, with a focus on physical safety, social-emotional wellness, and student learning. The district has prepared and updated the health and safety plan and Q&A from Dr. Kerr and other support documents on the school district website.
And with the cases of COVID-19 spiking and Amador County sliding backwards into the red tier on California's blueprint for a safer economy, one of the best ways to take preventative actions against the spread is to get tested. COVID-19 testing is available in Amador County and within driving distance in neighboring counties. To access no-cost COVID-19 testing, register at projectbaseline.com for an appointment. Assistance with scheduling an appointment is also available by calling the Amador Testing Helpline at 223-6676. Individual actions affect our whole community. It's important to consistently practice prevention measures that help limit the spread of COVID-19. So once again, avoid gatherings, especially where people are not keeping distance or wearing face coverings. Avoid mixing with others outside your household. And remember, outdoors is always safer than indoors.
And expired license plates led to the search of a vehicle turning up both drugs and weapons. According to reports, a Calaveras County Sheriff deputy noticed a vehicle with expired registration near White Pines Lake and made a traffic stop. There were two occupants inside the vehicle, the driver, 41-year-old Richard David Castillo, and passenger, 40-year-old Amanda Ruth Harper, both from Camp Connell. Now, questions about the expired plates, or when questioned about the plates, Castillo stated he had recently purchased the vehicle in Nevada, but could only produce a handwritten bill of sale. The deputy ran a record check on Castillo, finding he had arrest warrants for two misdemeanors and one felony warrant issued out of county. It also showed his driver's license was suspended. Well, a search of the pair in the vehicle uncovered two backpacks containing methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Deputies also located a loaded .22 caliber rifle with a cutoff stock, 37 rounds of live ammo. Harper was issued a citation, released at the scene, while Castillo was arrested on felony and misdemeanor charges, being held with bail set at $35,000.
And now that many Thanksgiving travel plans have been put on hold due to COVID-19, gas prices are dropping. The pump price average in the U.S. for regular grade gasoline fell 3 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.19 per gallon. That downward trend is expected to continue as industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says that crude oil costs continue to remain low. Currently, the cost is 50 cents below where it was a year ago. California has the highest average price in the nation, as the San Francisco Bay Area is sitting at $3.33 per gallon. Now, the lowest average price is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at $1.72 per gallon. In Amador County, the price ranged from a low of $2.95 to a high of $3.39. In Calaveras County, the average price is around $2.94 a gallon. The average price of diesel in the nationwide survey is $2.48 a gallon, down a penny from 2 weeks ago. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. And that's KVGCRadio.com.